Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip, Monday the 4th of January. Probably the day for most people that the year gets going again. I know obviously we're in numerous lockdowns, etc. But when people's work will start and we get out of that sort of Christmas lull, I certainly have spent much less screen time this last 2 weeks. And really enjoyed it. Back in the saddle today, but I've really actually enjoyed just not being in front of the computer all the time, not checking my phone all the time. Certainly made me think about how I'm going to operate going forward. I've got some great stuff for Mindset Monday again, starting next week. I've done a little program out. Some of it will be repeating what we've said before. And then some new stuff for me. I'm very, you know, I know what my strengths are in doing this, and I want to try and get that across. And it's a big shift change for a lot of people. It's going to be, you know, again, I still just think, even this last week, people far too concerned with what others are doing and what's going on in other people's lives than actually controlling themselves and what goes on in their lives. I've never really understood it. Social media seems to have perpetuated it and made it this thing, but just far too many people, far more concerned with what someone else has done or doing, rather than controlling the controllables for them. So hopefully, I do sometimes feel I'm banging my head against a brick wall, but hopefully we can get some of that across. I've had a decent week, decent start to the year, so I'm very positive. You know, very much for me, again, less is more, bigger stakes in the right places. So hopefully, again, I can share that going forward. A couple of nice winners on the pod yesterday. I know some of you are on, which is good. The 3.5 in the German game at Hamburger, and the both teams to score, Newcastle getting a late one. Leicester, I have to say, Kevin Chell are looking good this year. Always a threat against anybody. Vardy's a cracking striker. Certainly, I haven't seen in many of their games, but when they played Tottenham, completely outplayed us. I like Tielemans as a player. I thought Spurs should have been in for him when he was up for sale. So yeah, I think Leicester, you know, City, obviously I didn't watch all of it, but I saw the first few goals, City demolishing Chelsea. I keep thinking that Chelsea's players are too good to be where they are and pick up. It's like Arsenal and Tottenham haven't got the players. You know, Arsenal, years of bad recruitment. Tottenham, years of bad recruitment and relying on youth. And looking like they're trying to change that. But Chelsea just have some really good players. So I feel that good players over 38 games should do better. But really in a slump at the minute. Fat Frank, I'm telling you, is not the man. But we will see what happens. And the NFL. NFL season ended as of the regular season last night. We're into the playoffs, the wild card weekend next weekend. I have to say, a quick phone call with Art this morning, it looks one of the most interesting NFL playoffs for years. Teams in there, Washington, Cleveland, that, you know, haven't been there for years. Cleveland, God, I mean, that shows you how strange the year's been that they're in the NFL playoffs. So really interesting. So I will do a full preview of every game right up through to the Super Bowl with any suggested bets on the pod, and I'll post it in the Telegram group as well starting at the weekend. Really looking forward to those, even though the 49ers aren't there. I just think this year is going to have a bit of a surprise in it. I really do. Kansas getting beat last night. I know everybody's rooting and thinking for them, but I just got a feeling we're going to have a little bit of a couple of strange results. It's been that kind of year, hasn't it? Last year, you know what I mean. I know somebody's going to say, it's only 4 days old, Ian. I'm well aware. Okay, there's a bit of football on today, not a massive amount, bit of Jupiler League, Segunda mostly, but Southampton obviously play Liverpool. I would look to lay a late goal in that game if there hasn't been a goal sort of in the second half by 70-75 minutes, then drip lay the current scoreline, Southampton-Liverpool. And a late first half goal at Fortuna Dusseldorf, sort of 30 minutes onwards. If it is 0-0 at half time, back over 1.5 goals from sort of 2.0 upwards in the second half and trade on that. So Fortuna Düsseldorf, late first half goal, if that goes in.
And then